Zero glanced around uneasily. Stanley knew he knew the answer. Zero just didn't like answering questions. Cat, Zero said.
Zero is definitely getting somewhere, and good for him. I don't think anyone realizes how smart he really is, even Stanley. But Zero must be smart because we've seen him figure out difficult math problems easily. And he's definitely catching on to reading. We're on page 138 at the fourth paragraph, which begins, Mr. Pendansky clapped his hands.
Mr. Pendansky clapped his hands. Bravo! Bravo! The boy's a genius! F-A-T, asked the warden. Zero thought a moment. Stanley hadn't taught him the F sound yet. F, Zero whispered. F, at. Fat. How about H-A-T, asked the warden. Stanley hadn't taught him the H sound either. Zero concentrated hard, then said, chat. All the counselors laughed. He's a genius, all right, said Mr. Pendansky. He's so stupid, he doesn't even know he's stupid. Stanley didn't know why Mr. Pendansky seemed to have it in for Zero. If Mr. Pendansky only thought about it, he'd realize it was very logical for Zero to think that the letter H made the ch sound. Okay, from now on, I don't want anyone digging anyone else's hole, said the warden. And no more reading lessons. I'm not digging another hole, said Zero. Good, said the warden. She turned to Stanley. You know why you're digging holes? Because it's good for you. It teaches you a lesson. If Zero digs your hole for you, then you're not learning your lesson, are you? I guess not, Stanley mumbled, although he knew they weren't digging just to learn a lesson. She was looking for something. Something that belonged to Kiss and Kate Barlow.